Brett Mack, I want to bring you a life-saving hack. This hack perhaps is going to change your life.
Really?
Because, of course, we all know that when you rock up to the supermarket, really you should have in hand your bags.
Yes, of course you should.
But we all forget our bags, don't we?
At times we do.
Now, there is one supermarket in particular. I don't know whether this happens at other supermarkets because I do it regularly. I recycle my soft plastic.
Yep,
and
me
you
too.
Can take it to Woolies.
Yep, and they're, Coles.
Oh, is Coles doing
yep,
it as
they
well?
They do it as
okay.
well.
Okay,
yep.
I did not know Coles did it, but there you
it's
go.
It's called Redcycle, I
Red
think.
Redcycle, that yep. is correct. So you get all your soft plastic mm-hmm. together, you put it into another soft plastic bag,
yep.
and you pop it into the Redcycle bin.
Spot on.
That you've got at Woolies, and now I know Coles
yep.
has it as well. But if you ever forget, a lady, an influencer, a TikToker,
ooh.
If you like,
mm-hmm.
Brett Mack. Oh, she's got numerous names next to her own name that mum and dad decided to give her. And we know how much we rely on those people, don't
mm-hmm.
we? Well, anyway, she's got a little hack for us. She says she went to the supermarket. In this case, it was Woolworths. And she'd forgotten her shopping bags.
Right.
So what she did was went over to the Redcycle bin.
Pulled them out of there.
And pulled out someone else's.
It's actually
shopping
not, a,
bags.
Not a bad idea.
Now, hang on a second. Yeah, well, look, I guess it is not a bad idea, but who knows where those bags have been, Brett Mack?
You know what? I put potting mix bags in there too. So you're putting your loaf of bread and your bananas in my old potting mix bag.
Really?
Yeah, I'll make sure it's clean, but it's still soft plastic.
Yeah, but still, potting mix bags, they tell you to wear gloves while you're dealing with potty mix because potty mix can have some nasties
so
in it.
So you're saying I'm poisoning shoppers?
Well, quite possibly, Brett Mack. Oh, I don't know. Really? Are we taking recycling to the nth degree via this TikToker?
Well, it's not a bad idea because you have to pay for those heavier weight plastic bags, don't you? So she might have saved someone 15 cents.
What happens if someone inadvertently left one of those plastic bags outside and the cat's had a whiz on it and then they've seen, oh, I've got to recycle that. They take it off to their Woolies. You pick it up and go, oh, free plastic bag. Thanks for coming. And then you got cat whiz all over your stuff.
Pretty sure cats use the litter tray, not plastic bags, Paul. I'm not sure what sort of cat you've got.
Am I taking this too far?
Yes.
And we've gone way sideways again, haven't we? I love it when that happens. I really, really do.